got it better.
Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Sager said, got music. Okay. Hello, everybody. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee, momentarily experiencing technical difficulties from here at Garbery Gym in Piqua. We're awaiting the start of the Layman Catholic Fairlawn Jets tournament game. We may be joining it in progress. We're trying to remedy technical difficulties. We do apologize. We're trying to iron out what problems there might be, attempting to troubleshoot at this time. We've been staticky for about 10 or 15 minutes. Nobody's been able to hear us. We are getting some better response from listeners at this moment. We'll go back to Van Halen music, and I'll check with those who are attempting to listen to us, and then we'll return shortly, hopefully, on scoresbroadcast.com.
Says you're loud and clear.
Right corner goes to Falk, who enters the lane. To Janae Hoying in the left corner. Good on the three-pointer. We're tied up. We're tied up. Here's Ottaville dribbling into traffic. Steal by Hoying. A run out by Hoying. Got it for two. What a play by Janae Hoying. Five in a row by Janae. Ottaville's got to get a timeout. They do. Everyone on their feet. Entertaining state championship game here at The Shot.
Oh, the big shots and the exciting plays keep right on coming on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's a long three ball by Lee. He's got it! Keith Lee drained a three just about the time Chuck and I said, don't shoot.
That was one of those no, great shots.
Here's a drive by Kyle in the lane. It's blocked by Sydney. A run out to Gould. A dunk. He flushed it. Yellow Jacket fans going berserk. Sydney in the lead by five.
Wow.
And you'll high-five your Scores broadcast listening partners when you enjoy boys and girls hoops action. Webcasts include these schools: the Sydney Yellow Jackets, Lehman Catholic Cavaliers, Botkins Trojans, Fairlawn Jets, Rushi Raiders, Houston Wildcats, Minster Wildcats, Versailles Tigers, Jackson Center Tigers, Anna Rockets, and the Fort Loramie Redskins.
Fort Loramie with a run out down the floor, 3-on-1. Dana Rose to the rack, in for two, and a foul.
That's what I watched Dana Rose do all day Saturday. She took a bump from a girl that's twice her size, and she continued the shot and made the basket.
On top, Bixler, shot fake, into the lane, back to the basket. Fadeaway, 10-footer, in.
I think the excitement is going to overtake the fatigue coming down the stretch.
Goes to Poling in the post. Turnaround, 7-footer, yes. That's money in the bank right there.
Oh, you can bank on Scores, the best high school coverage by a long shot.
Gets a screen from Gosick, shoots the three, left corner. Got it! He's got it! Anna takes the lead by two. Gilskamp swished a shot, Chuck, from nearly out of bounds in the deep left corner.
Well, he's got ice water in his veins. I know that's a cliche, but that kid, you watch him play football, you watch him play basketball, he is an impressive athlete.
Here is Botkins, 3.9 to go. It's up the right side to Paul. Paul at midcourt, jumps and shoots a 40-footer. Holy cow! I don't believe what I just saw. Dane Paul for Botkins. Lofted in a high-arching 44-footer.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
We'd like to welcome everybody to scoresbroadcast.com and high school basketball on this Saturday night. We've experienced technical difficulties here in the last half hour or so. We think we may have a bad cable. Not sure if we have it remedied or not. People listening to us are hearing us okay now at this moment. Hopefully that will continue throughout the evening. We'll monitor things as we go. We just heard from Jeff Bray down in South Carolina. Thank you, Jeff, very much. He says we are coming in loud and clearly at the moment. We're at Pickwick's Garbery Gym. I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. And we've got Fairlawn and Lehman Catholic in a first-round boys D4 sectional game. The winner plays the team triumphant in game two tonight between Rushi and Mechanicsburg. We are now in the lower bracket this evening in first-round sectional play with a triple header. As I mentioned, game two, Rushi Mechanicsburg. Game three, the number one seed, Jackson Center against Triad. These two teams matching up in game one, Fairlawn and Lehman Catholic, played to end the regular season 1 week ago. And Fairlawn won that game by 9, 52-43. So we'll see what happens here the second time around when these two clubs collide tonight. Lehman Catholic, the visiting team, in the road blue. The dark blue numbers outlined in gold, a little difficult to read. Fairlawn Jets in the home white with bright blue numbers. First-year head coach for Lehman Catholic, Pat Carlisle. He's done a fine job. Lehman Catholic, over the course of the season, played in the Northwest Central Conference, as most of you may know. Lehman had a losing record in league play. or I should say overall on the season, 8-14, 5-3 in NWCC action. Fairlawn Jets finished with two victories, an upset of Jackson Center on February 15th, and then a win the next night at Lehman on the 16th of February to climb to 11-11 overall on the year, 3-9 in the Shelby County Athletic League. So two pretty evenly matched teams getting going here tonight at Garber Gym. And right away, the game begins with Lehman Catholic taking the tap, and a drive shot is pumped up and in right down the lane.
Brendan O'Leary right down the lane. Nice shot.
O'Leary gets the first two. We'll pick up the starting lineups as we progress. Getting started late tonight. Some technical difficulties. We think we've got them remedied, and we'll keep our fingers crossed. Fairlawn Jets with the ball out of the yard. The Piper twins are two outstanding players for this club. Skylar Piper and Ashton Piper. You've heard of both. They both hit for about 12 or 13 points a game. And here is Isaac Ambos posting up low on the left side for Fairlawn. He got a good entry from Ashton Piper. And Ambos backed his defender down and pumped in a six-footer. And we're tied up at two. We played a minute six here in the opening quarter. Lehman Catholic Cavaliers with the ball down to her right. Head of the key handling it for Lehman is the shooter, Gilardi. And Gilardi throws it cross-court to a teammate, and it's pumped in again by the same young man, O'Leary.
That was a circus shot right there.
O'Leary from 15, and it's 4-2. Good start for Brendan O'Leary, who was a fine contributor last year, by the way, for Lehman as a sophomore. Lehman leads it 4-2. Fairlawn Jets have the ball top of the circle. It's Isaac Ambus outside of the three-point shooter, Ashton Piper. He can be deadly from there, and he knocks it down. 5-4 in favor of the Fairlawn Jets, who have a 2-3 so far. Here's a drive to Lehman right down the middle of the floor, then a flip into the right corner, and the pass goes awry and out of bounds.
Yeah, a good pass there. Would have set him up for at least an attempt at a three. Nobody was out there.
6 minutes left here in the opening quarter. 5-4, Fairlawn in the lead. Jets had the ball, forecourt to her left. Behind the arc, it's Skylar Piper. Skylar to Isaac Ambus. On a weave to Ashton Piper. Now Ambus straight away. Also in the starting lineup is Drew Matty, a fine sophomore guard. Another triple by the Fairlawn Jets, and it's right through the net to make it 8-4. My goodness gracious, back-to-back threes for the Fairlawn Jets. Both of them lofted in by Ashton Piper.
Well, they start a freshman at the point guard and the two Piper twins as sophomores. They're very young, just like Botkins.
Well, if you blink, the Pipers can shoot it in from distance. 8-4 in favor of Fairlawn. Here's a drive down the lane by Lehman Catholic, which might have gotten away with a walk. Ball thrown out on the arc to Bryce Kennedy, the 6'2 senior. Bryce Kennedy starts. Brendan O'Leary starts. Kennedy 6'2, O'Leary at 6'1. John Ciancolo, the 5'9 senior, starts at guard. Here's a baseline drive to Lehman. It's knocked away by Fairlawn, stolen. Long throw down the floor to Ambus. He barges in from the right corner of the floor. He's jarred and fouled by Lehman. Two free throws coming here for Fairlawn, and Lehman Catholic's head coach Pat Carlisle needs a timeout as Fairlawn has reeled off a total of 6 points in a row to lead 8-4 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
This is Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McVee, 4:50 left, opening quarter. Fairlawn Jets inbounding. Beneath the rim, ball thrown out on top to Matty. Matty hangs on. He's the very solid sophomore guard, 5 feet 10 inches tall. Coming out to catch 20 feet away, Ashton Piper. Nice rotation to Skyler. Foul line jump shot, hit the back rim. Long rebound to Ambus. Ambus lets it go for Fairlawn, a 23-footer. A little heavy. Weak side rebound by Lehman. 4:23 left to go opening quarter. 8-4 in favor of Fairlawn. Elliot Gilardi in the backcourt, a 5'11 senior. That's a name you'll recognize. Outstanding athlete at Lehman. Excellent high school quarterback. Here is Gilardi on a weave. Gives it up on the play to a number, Chuck, I don't have. You'll have to help me.
Well, let me look. Who are you looking? Oh, 13? That's O'Leary.
Oh, that's a number
change.
Yeah,
they had him as three in the program.
Here is Brendan O'Leary entering the paint just below the foul line. Fadeaway jumper. In and out, it rimmed. Fairlawn's got the board, leading 8-4. 3:49 left here in the first quarter. Outside the arc, high right for Fairlawn. It's Skylar Piper. Skylar wears 10, Ashton 22. Here's Maddie, foul strike. Gives it up behind him to Dominic Davis. Dominic, a freshman. He helps run the point for Fairlawn. Deep in the right corner, Ambus, cross court to Davis, coming out to catch behind the arc on the left is Skylar Piper. Foul line extended left. Here's an awkward jump shot by Skylar. Off the mark, rebound Fairlawn, which is down 8-4. 3:13 left here in the opening quarter. Or I should say the rebound was taken by Lehman. I think I said Lehman got the rebound. Lehman down 8-4. Here's a foul line jumper by the Cavaliers, missed, but the jump shooter was hacked on the play. Foul, though, called on the floor, and Lehman will inbound below the rim. 3:05 left to go here in the first quarter. Apologize for our disruptive start here today as we were troubleshooting some difficulties at about 4:10 or 4:15. Whoops, the official made an error. He motioned Lehman ball. In fact, it's Fairlawn possession. And now the officials confer.
No, they called the foul on Lehman's number five, not on Fairlawn. They had everybody confused.
3:03 left to go here in the opening quarter, 8-4 in favor of Fairlawn. Jets bring it down. Davis outside the arc on the right. Gives it up to Lane Gruey, who's in, a 6-foot senior. Bad pass, intercepted by Lehman. Here come the Cavaliers. Bryce Kennedy down the floor in a hurry. He journeys all the way to the rim and scores. Good driving layup by Kennedy of Lehman to make it 8-6. 2:38 to go, first quarter. Fairlawn leads by two. Coming out to catch, high right is Ambus. Skips it cross court to Davis for Fairlawn. Jets generated some good confidence late in the year. Upset Jackson Center at Fairlawn in overtime in the Jets' next-to-last game of the regular season. Then defeated this Lehman team last weekend. Here's a drive through a lot of traffic down the lane by Ashton Piper. Boy, is he strong. Couldn't get it to go. Might have been partially blocked. Got it back and scored. 10-6. 2 minutes left. Opening period. Fairlawn by four. Lehman rotating on top. Ball entered down low on the left. Bad pass intended for Gilardi.
Yeah, they need to get Elliott involved in this. He is their best athlete out there.
Minute 52 left to go here in the opening stanza. 10-6. Fairlawn Jets lead Lehman Catholic. Have to be impressed with the head coaching job of Justin Tidwell. It's an extremely young team, 11-11 on the year. A fine performance by the youthful Jets here in 2018-19.
So they started one freshman and four sophomores.
Here's an inside pass by Fairlawn, knocked away by Lehman as arms hit elbows and hands hit shoulders. Whole bunch of contact. What's been ruled?
A foot hit the ball.
A kick, and it's a ball out of bounds to Fairlawn at the left of the rim. Minute 35 left here in the opening quarter. 10-6 in favor of the Fairlawn Jets. Ball inbounded, baseline left. It's Ashton Piper. Fine spin move through the lane, hooked it up, missed it, no good. Rebound low on the right, but Fairlawn, a two-pointer laid in. Ashton Piper, he is a grown
man.
He's a grown young man. I tell you what,
he has grown up. I mean, as a freshman, he was pretty good, but boy, has he gained some strength.
3-point play chance by Piper, up and through. He reminds me a little bit of Aiden Reichert of Jackson Center, built similarly, both improving leaps and bounds in their high school basketball careers here in the Shelby County League. Free throw was good. as he completes the three-point play. 13-6 in favor of Fairlawn. Here's a drive. Left side of the lane by Lehman. Hooked up by Gilardi. Short, no good. Loose ball on the deck below the rim. A scrum for it. A couple of blue shirts, couple of white shirts. The arrow says it's Fairlawn possession. 1:04 left in the opening quarter, 13-6 in favor of the Jets. Not sure Lehman's got an answer for Ashton Piper, Chuck.
Well, right now he's got 11 of the 13, so yeah, he is definitely their go-to guy.
And Kennedy's got the assignment now for Lehman of guarding Ashton. Here's Skyler through the lane, now to Ashton, head of the key. Dribbling is Drew Matty for Fairlawn. Maybe too much dribbling, and it caused him to turn it over. He walked. Lehman had stolen the ball anyway. Kennedy was off and running. 13-6 in favor of Fairlawn with 45.9 to go here in the first quarter. Lehman, Catholic Cavaliers. That's another number, Chuck, I don't recognize. Here is Lehman, foul line. O'Leary flipped it on the arc to Bryce Kennedy. He's available. Jacks up a three. Missed it left. Rebound Fairlawn, 25 seconds to go, first quarter. Well, here's a Piper down the lane for Fairlawn. Might have gotten away with an extra step. Ashton got it to go. No whistle. He'll take it. 15-6 Fairlawn. 13 seconds left, opening period.
Yes!
R.J. Bertini is the 5'9 junior, wearing 23 for Lehman. Bertini foul line, gives it up to Kennedy. High arching floater with 2 seconds left in the quarter. It is no good. Stick back by Lehman from point blank range is missed by Michael Denning. He had a sure shot. It trickled around the rim and fell to the floor. Lehman would have liked to have seen that one go down. 15-6 Fairlawn after one over Lehman on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge, and that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice, and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural
Chuck.
Glass. AAGIncOH.com.
It's a bad excuse. Here we go. We start the second quarter at Pickwick's Garbery Gym. 15-6 in favor of the Fairlawn Jets over Lehman Catholic. The 9-point spread right now matches the 9-point difference in the last regular season game of the year when these two teams played. Fairlawn won it 52-43. Here's a good start by Lehman to the second quarter. Nice entry into the lane area to Michael Denning, and he missed another short shot. Too bad for him. He had one at the end of the first quarter. He did everything but go in. And his short one to start the second period hangs on the front iron. It falls off. And here's Skyler Piper down the floor for Fairlawn. He barrels into the lane. It's the Piper show right now for the Jets. Lehman got a fist on the top of the ball. It's ruled a jump. Good call by the ref. And Fairlawn will throw in right at the rim. 7:28 left to go here in the second quarter. 15-6 in favor of the Jets. Ball thrown in 25 feet away to Dominic Davis. Long shot by Skyler Piper, maybe out of his range. 3 steps beyond the three-point line. It clanged off the iron. Lehman snared the rebound. Here's Gilardi to midcourt. Gilardi hands off behind the arc to a teammate, and we've got Fairlawn trying to fight through a screen and maybe a Jet held a Lehman player. 7:09 left to go here in the second. 15-6 in favor of the Jets. The winner will play the team triumphant in game two tonight between Arusha and Mechanicsburg. We've got that action for you here on scoresbroadcast.com. Here's Lehman trying to weave a pass into the post, and a tenacious Jets defense ties up the receiver. Arrow favors Lehman below the rim.
One, go
Lehman stuck at 6 points. We played 9 minutes in this game. Outside the arc on the right, Lehman's got the ball extending. Cross-court pass, it goes to Drew Barhorst. Outstanding football player is Drew. Of course, Denning is the dynamite place kicker for the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers. So this basketball team sprinkled with some young men from the gridiron. Here's a sloppy pass at the foul line. Loose ball, though, picked up by Lehman. Twisting move by Bertini in the lane. Shot it off the back iron and fadeaway. And the rebound is smacked out by Lehman. Little R.J. Bertini, a very good wide receiver on the football club. Brendan O'Leary back in. And he, too, played hoops. Chuck, I guess at small schools, you play about every single sport you can.
You've got so many athletes in a school that size.
And give Lehman Catholic a lot of credit for being very competitive in the game of football, which takes big numbers. And Lehman competes year after year after year. In fact, head coach Dick Roll may have had his very best coaching job in his tenure at Lehman this past fall. Well, Fairlawn continues with its a little bigger size and strength than Lehman. It continues to attack the basket. The last trip down the floor, Skylar Piper forced his way into the paint area. He used his muscle to get down within 7-8 feet from the basket, and he drew a two-shot foul from Lehman Catholic. But Lehman cannot afford to see Fairlawn lengthen this margin any further. 15-6 Jets. The first free throw was no good. The second shot by Skylar Piper is in, and the difference is 10. 6:12 left to go here in the opening half of play. Lehman Catholic has not scored now nearly 4.5 minutes. Luke Frantz outside the arc on the right, the 6'2 sophomore, throws it into the post. Aggressive play by Davis of Fairlawn results in a foul. 5:58 to go in the second, 10-point difference in the game. Substitution here for the Fairlawn Jets. Ashton Piper, who'd been out briefly, is back in. Inbounding the ball, Lehman left of the rim. It goes to Frantz. Frantz right back into the paint to Gilardi. Gilardi pushes up an 8-footer against a Jet defender, left it short. Rebound down to Fairlawn. Here's Skylar Piper in the corner, passing up a shot, hitting a teammate, Jackson Jones, the point guard sophomore. Goes flying into the lane, made a leaner, but he ran over a Lehman defender. Offensive foul, no goal.
Well, Kennedy, stood in there and took the charge. He did a nice job, not just a kicker.
And that's what Lehman Catholic needs to do more of, because Fairlawn has been very successful at flexing its muscle and getting in deep. 16-6, 10-point lead Fairlawn, 5:30 left to go, second quarter. On the arc is Frantz for Lehman Catholic. And the ball is tipped away by the Fairlawn Jets. Quickly down the floor in the right corner. A long triple gun by Ashton Piper. It hit the heel. Rebound caromed out to Lehman. Here come the Cavaliers. Drew Barhorst. He throws an errant pass. And Fairlawn's got it. Leaking out the other direction is Skylar Piper for a deuce. 18-6 Jets. Boy, this club playing with major confidence. Leading by 12. Having beaten Jackson Center late in the year, as well as Lehman 1 week ago. Timeout, Cavaliers, who are down 18-6, halfway through the second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
We know that when you're in a business, success is earned every day through countless hours of hard work. And with each goal reached, you have 5 more in the works. Because your business is unstoppable, just like you.
A business quick loan from U.S. Bank may help your business grow with a customized approach to financing. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. Credit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association and are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. See a banker for details. Equal housing lender. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association. Member FDIC.
Well, we apologize because of our very late start. We failed to run down our underwriting sponsors in our pregame, and we'll begin doing that right now. Then we'll highlight them once more later on during the halftime break. But our anchors include American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank with 29 locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. Layman Catholic has the ball knocked out of bounds by Fairlawn down to her right. Gilardi, the playmaker, below the rim. Throws it out back to Kennedy. What Kennedy loves to shoot. He fires another one from distance. It's online. A little heavy, and the rebound is smashed out of bounds. Far side of the floor. Good hustle by Kennedy. He tried to run down his offensive rebound. Couldn't get to it. And Fairlawn has possession up 12. 4:46 left in the second. Layman cannot afford to see Fairlawn stretch out this advantage much further. Here's Maddie, top of the circle, outside the arc, left wing. It's Ashton. Ashton Piper, a little pick and roll with Garrett Kramer, baseline left. Kramer on the floor, a 6-foot junior wing player, shy on the jumper. Rebound down to Layman. 4:20 left to go, second quarter. 18-6, Fairlawn. Here's Gilardi, trying to spin his way into the lane. And then he arches up his shot, drew the foul. Two men were on him. They pinched him pretty well. Elliott thought contact might be coming, and he's awarded two free throws. Layman, for the most part, during the course of the season, was offensively challenged. Free throw by Gilardi is in and out, no good. Cavaliers struggled to score 60 points during the regular season, oftentimes mired in the 50s and upper 40s, and against the Fairlawn Jets, who average close to 60, you've got to be more productive at the offensive end to stay with Fairlawn. Gilardi made one of two free throws. 18-7, Fairlawn leads. 4 minutes left here in the first half. Fairlawn's got the ball deep in the right corner. It's Lane Drewy with it. Into the lane, awkward turnaround. Jay pumped up on the play by Piper of Fairlawn. Hit the rim short. Skyler couldn't get it to go. And Layman corralled the rebound. Gilardi down the floor to Barhorst. Barhorst is hemmed in. Goes to Kennedy at the foul line. He forces his way into the lane area. There's contact. Defender arrived late. Defensive foul, Fairlawn. Let's see if it's in the act of shooting. Nope. Baseline will be thrown in by Gilardi. 3:35 to go here in the second. 18-7 in favor of Fairlawn. Layman without a field goal now for about 6.5 minutes. Close to 7, in fact. Here's Kennedy on the arc. Hands off baseline left, Bertini. He's hemmed in, trying to get rid of the ball. Fairlawn crowded him, forced the turnover, out of bounds to the Jets. 3 minutes, 25 seconds remaining, second quarter. Fairlawn 18, Layman 7. In backcourt, the Jets. Garrett Kramer up the floor. Hits a teammate driving down the lane. Ashton Piper was up in the air, nowhere to go. Lost the ball. Isaac Ambus retrieved it. He missed the short shot. Layman grabbed the rebound. Quickly down the floor in the arc. It is Franz for long distance. Throws to Kennedy. He hits a cutter. Sweeping in from the right corner. Hits Gilardi. Shot deflected off the glass by Fairlawn. Loose ball rebounding foul against Layman. Fairlawn's interior defense, Chuck, has been super.
Well, yeah, Layman's not making anything from the outside, so they're just really packing it in and saying shoot it.
2:56 to go till halftime. 18-7 Jets over Layman on scoresbroadcast.com.
Okay, what's the best way to eat the basket meals at Frisch's Big Boy? With your hands? A fork? Chopsticks? Oh, who cares? It's basket time, and we're throwing the rules out the window. Within reason, of course. Try spicy buffalo bites or popcorn shrimp, both with crinkle-cut fries. Or Frisch's fish and chips with tartar sauce. All served with a drink for just $6.99 each. Yeah, bring on the baskets. Limited time, only at participating Frisch's.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Here we go. Excuse me. Here we go. Final 2:55 of the second quarter. Fairlawn ahead of Layman by 11. Haven't had a field goal in this game in close to 3 minutes. Here's Fairlawn penetrating the paint area. It is Kramer. Gives it up deep in the right corner to Skyler Piper. And he's checked tightly by a Layman defender who fouls. It's Common. Ball out of bounds. Baseline right of the rim. Skyler will throw in for Fairlawn. Layman stuck at 7 had six for several minutes. In fact, Lehman had 6 points at the end of the first quarter. And Lehman had six late in the first, so overlapping the first and second quarters. Lehman's had 1 point and has been without a field goal now for close to 8 minutes. Outside the arc, high left, it's Lane Gruey for Fairlawn. Gives it up on the arc to Skylar Piper. Straight away, Gruey outside the arc, left flank. It's Ashton. Baseline left, Isaac Ambus. He scored the first 2 points of the game for Fairlawn. Jets taking time off the clock, just over two to play here in the second quarter. 18-7, ball thrown into the post, back to the basket, Ambus. Little spin move, yes, he's got it. Nicely done. Boy, the two Pipers and Ambus give Fairlawn a triumvirate threat on the interior.
Yep, they need to start giving Ashton some help.
Here's Lehman Catholic on a weave out high. It's Bertini. Bertini to Barhorst. Straight away, ball dealt to Gilardi. Now here's Kennedy, 25 feet out. Lehman offensively now is way out on the floor, 25 feet from the rim. They spread it a little bit. Here's the ball thrown down inside to Drew Barhorst. Fade away outside the paint on the right. A lot of rim. It goes down. And Fairlawn makes a long 60-foot pass into the corner. Jackson Jones, the sophomore point guard, grabbed it. Threw it on the arc to Ashton Piper, who hoisted a three. It rimmed. Rebound down to Lehman. Knocked out of bounds by Fairlawn with a minute 13 to go in the second quarter. And the Jets leading 20-9. Here's Lehman Catholic in backcourt. It's Bertini. Bertini up the left side. Gives it straight away to the three-point shooter. It is off the back iron. No good as Franz couldn't get it to drop. Fairlawn tracked down the rebound. Quickly head of the key, Ashton Piper alone, low on the left. It's Ambus who's having a good first half.
That was a nice look that time by Piper.
Dynamite assist right. Beautiful throw, as Chuck noted. And a depth pass led to the Ambus two. Here's Lehman, a little sloppy in the forecourt. The ball pried loose, but Fairlawn goes to the far side of the floor. Bodies fly. It is not a turnover. It's a foul on Lehman, and it's a one-and-one. Well, you can tell the Fairlawn Jets have got excellent synergy at the offensive end, Chuck.
Yeah, you said it earlier. They came in here with a whole lot of confidence.
Yep. The two Pipers and Ambus are serious threats, Ambus especially, from the foul line down on in. And, of course, the Pipers can power it to the rim. They can put it on the deck and drive. They can out-muscle you in close. And each one is capable of stepping back and launching the three.
They beat the number one seed in the tournament, the second to last game of the season.
Here is the first free throw by Ashton Piper dead on. The second one skips off the rim. 23-9. Fairlawn in the lead by 14 with 28 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Here is Gilardi between the circles near the Indians logo at midcourt. Garbury Gym, Pickwell High School campus, the scene of the boys' Division IV sectional. Gilardi's 35 feet from the rim with 7 seconds to go in the half. He starts to drive, triple teamed as he enters the lane. Shot high off the glass, rebound Fairlawn, and that'll do it. First half comes to a close, 23-9. Fairlawn Jets held Lehman to one bucket in the entire second quarter play. Only one field goal by Lehman over the last 10 minutes plus of the first half. 14-point lead Jets at the break on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market. And for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Walpock in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderley and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
And welcome back here to Garbery Gym on the campus of Pickwell High School. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Another one of our fine underwriting sponsors, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Goffney's new innovative support report system can find you a perfect fitting mattress and take advantage of five-star white glove delivery at Goffney in Sydney. The very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and youth bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and more. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts, new inventory of furniture always on display. Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our Wilson Health Sports Medicine halftime report, Fairlawn in command, 23-9 over Lehman Catholic.
Well, Fairlawn has a 12-10 rebounding advantage, 3 offensive rebounds. Lehman has none. The Jets only turned it over 1 time in the first half. Lehman turned it over 8, 1-2 from the free throw line for the Cavaliers, 3-5 for Fairlawn. Individual scoring doesn't take long for Lehman. They got 4 out of O'Leary. He had the first 4 points of the game, 2 for Kennedy, 2 for Barhorse, 1 for Gilardi. They scored 6 and 3, 9 points in the first half. Fairlawn led by Ashton Piper with 14. Isaac Ambus had 6, and Skylar Piper had 3. They scored 15 and 8. They lead it 23-9 at the half.
Chuck, I can see how this team, Fairlawn, gave some other Shelby County League foes trouble during the regular season.
Well, they're strong. I mean, they're really young, so they make some mistakes. But we knew the Pipers were going to be good, but I was really impressed with Ambus there in the first half. And he's only a junior. They don't put a lot of seniors out there. I think they've only got 3 that are even dressed.
It's a young club. Head coach Justin Tidwell has done a remarkable job in short fashion. Now, I contend that this team, in some ways, Chuck, for Fairlawn, is a little tougher to guard than the Nate Lessing-dominated teams. You could put 3 men on Nate. Yes, he could still score 25 or 30, although oftentimes the real good clubs defended him well with multiple players and held him to 15. Fairlawn couldn't win those kinds of games. A trio of young men who can score double digits game in, game out for Fairlawn puts a lot of pressure on the defensive club.
Well, I always contended that I wasn't going to let one person ever beat me.
Right.
So if you got 3 and 4 guys that can score, I mean, that's what we watched last night with Fort Laramie.
Yep.
Those young men, they've got so many people that can score, they're almost impossible to defend. So I'll give you that. But I would think that if we could throw Nate Lessing in with this group, it'd be pretty darn good.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, what a team that would be. That's a pipe dream, though. Speaking of pipe, the Pipers.
Yeah.
Wow. What a duo.
Yeah, I mean, Skyler, he only had 3 in the first half, but Ashton made up for it with his 14. He had 13 at the quarter, so they shut him down a little bit. But then Ambus picked up the pace for him.
That's our Wilson Health Sports Medicine halftime report. 23-9, Fairlawn over Lehman Catholic. Game one of three here tonight at Garbery Gym in Piqua on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, perform successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
And welcome back to Piqua's Garbery Gym. I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. Game one of the night, and we have got two more to follow. Rushi Mechanicsburg and then Jackson Center, the number one seed, versus Triad. Brookins in Fort Loramie, well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special tonight, two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. Carl Arndt creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere at Brookins, which is perfect for anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. And the banquet room seats up to 60. Enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 a.m. Thursday through Saturday. You can't beat Brookins, 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Like them on Facebook, Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, pub.com. Local Equipment and Jackson Center, a founding sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment used by cities and contractors around the world. Local supplies parts for street sweepers, highway mowers, refuse collectors, and salt spreaders, for example. Its roots date back to 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local. Locally, Local is pleased to promote high school scholarship programs, and scoresbroadcast.com was conceived a dozen years ago thanks to support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center. More second half action in a couple of minutes from here at Piqua, 23-9, Fairlawn over Lehman Catholic on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
And thank you on scoresbroadcast.com to Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Brookins in Fort Loramie, from which you just heard. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. The Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings, goffneyfurniture.com. Frisch's in Troy, Tip City in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his best shot. The in-betweens is south of Botkins, where the food is not in-between. It's out of this world. And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission Vets helping vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282. That's Check with Chris North for your veterans' benefits at 498-7282. In Rushi, gratitude to the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum. Thank you, Francis Schulte and Superior, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. Tell Jolene Rinderling you heard about her shop right here on scoresbroadcast.com. That's the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, the gem of Rushi. And in Anna Wells Brothers, Inc., it's grown to include 8 expanding divisions. Action underway, third quarter, 23-9. The Fairlawn Jets lead the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers, game 1 of 3 here tonight. It's a triple header, lower bracket, boys Division 4 sectional, and we've got all 3 games covered for you. Lehman Catholic misfires on a jump shot by Elliot Gilardi at the elbow, left of the circle. And Fairlawn got the rebound, quickly came down the floor. What a pass out of the arc as Skyler Piper hit Isaac Ambus low on the left. Boy, those two have got some kind of, they've got some messaging going on. They've got eyes in the backs of their head. Ambus has been the recipient of several super passes. Here's Fairlawn misfire, or I should say Lehman misfiring again from the right corner. And the rebound is jammed out of bounds into the second row by Fairlawn. 25-9, the Jets lead the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers with a minute and a half gone here in the third quarter. For Lehman, it's been a power outage. Lehman Catholic unable to score. In fact, one field goal by Lehman since about 2 minutes were left in the first quarter. So do the math. That's nearly 12 minutes of action. One bucket for Lehman. Obviously not going to get it done against a club which is playing with excellent confidence now in Fairlawn. Lehman was just fouled in the act of shooting. I believe that's Frantz and Lehman who was bumped.
Yep,
Frantz was fouled, and he nestles in 2 free throws to give Lehman 11 on the night. With 6:15 to go here in the third quarter, Fairlawn leads it 25-11. Up over the timeline for the Fairlawn Jets as Ashton Piper dumps it down to Maddie in the left corner, and it's knocked out of bounds by Lehman. 6:10 left in the third period. Ball inbounded to Dominic Davis on the arc for the Jets. Dominic throws it 25 feet away to Skyler Piper. Oh, here's a long one by Ashton from 27, 28 feet. That was an NBA three. It almost went in. It rattled around for a while and then snapped out. Lehman got the rebound. Here's Frantz steering his way into the lane. Gave it up to Barhorst, then got it back. Frantz is doubled to the left corner. Barhorst baseline left. Feeds Kennedy at the foul line. Back to Frantz. A fadeaway three. Short. Rebound right corner. Kennedy. He's harassed by a Fairlawn player, then gave it up to a teammate who jumps, shoots, and misses. Long rebound again to Lehman. Cavaliers trying shot after shot, can't get it to go. Still controlling an offense. Here's Gilardi in among the trees. Elliott against some tall timber, fired it short from 8 feet away. Finally, Fairlawn gets a defensive board, and Davis jacks up a three from the deep left corner. It rimmed out. Rebound down to Lehman, and Gilardi was thrown to the floor, thought he might have been fouled. It's ruled a travel.
He probably was fouled.
25-11, Fairlawn leads by 14. 5:05 left to go here in the third quarter. Lehman Catholic Cavaliers had 6 points with a couple minutes left in the first. Since that point in time, 1 field goal, 3 free throws. We played 3 minutes in the third. At the elbow on the left, it's Skyler Piper, double team. Good defense by Lehman. Cavaliers come away with a steal. It's O'Leary on the hustle down the floor to the rack. Missed it, no good. Might have been fouled. Got the rebound back and is fouled for sure. And he's got a couple free ones here. Actually, it was Gilardi on the second try, and he strolls to the stripe.
Well, we've been talking about Lehman's ineptness on the offensive end, but they are making up for it defensively. They are playing their tails off at the other end.
Foul shot by Gilardi, short, no good. Yeah, Fairlawn, ever since the middle of the second quarter, has not been real efficient offensively. Lehman's had a lot to do with that. You're right, Chuck. Free throw Gilardi is good after no good on the initial try. 25-12. Fairlawn leads by 13 with 4:43 to go here in the third quarter. 25 feet away, Isaac Ambus. Baseline right, Ashton Piper. Look at him muscle. He flexed his way to the basket and poured it in off the window. 27-12 Jets. Gilardi fighting through congestion, and he manages to weave down the lane, attracted contact as he dealt the ball off to a teammate. Common foul on Fairlawn. Ball out of bounds to Gilardi right of the rim. 4:29 to go here in the third quarter. Fairlawn Jets have Lane Gruey back in the game for Drew Matty at guard. Gilardi, the playmaker, lobs it into no one, and Fairlawn picks it off. Taken away by Ashton Piper in backcourt. Airmails it up to Ambus. Ambus nearly walked. Might have been over and back on him, and that's the judgment by the official on the far side of the floor, who did not have the angle the referee right in front of us did.
He was standing right at midcourt. I don't know how the guy over there makes the call. It was not over and back.
Didn't think it was.
It was right in front of us.
That's when you ask for trouble, when you go out of your jurisdiction.
Well, I would be upset if I was this official over here.
Here's Lehman into the lane. It is Barhorst, 8-footer right in front. Backboard rim, no good. Rebound, Jets. Cavaliers scrapped for the board, can't get it, and foul. 4:07 to go in the third. 27-12 in favor of Fairlawn. Boy, the scoring pace in this game has slowed down to a grinding halt.
Yep, it has. I think that Fairlawn, if they would just get the ball and let Ashton Piper get into the lane, they haven't stopped him down there.
No. This was an 18-6 game in favor of Fairlawn with a minute gone in the second quarter. And since that point in time, 9-6 Jets over the Cavaliers. That's 9-6 in about the last, 11, 12 minutes of action. Extremely low scoring. 27-12. Looks like a Jets Lehman first ever football score. And again, Ambus, the recipient of an excellent pass for Fairlawn. He caught it near the rim and dropped it in. I think every single hoop he's gotten has been the result of an excellent pass by Fairlawn.
Yep, they're all assists.
Here's a short jumper outside the lane on the left by Elliot Gilardi of Lehman. Wow, what a favorable bounce. It was really short. Crawled over the rim and found the net. 29-14 in favor of Fairlawn after the Gilardi goal. A missed shot by Fairlawn. Bad pass by Lehman. Quickly down the floor. Jets powering in from the right wing. Ashton Piper, no good. Rebound, stick back. Yes. If Ashton can't make it, Skyler will. 31-14 in favor of Fairlawn. Here's a deep three, right corner, Lehman, off the mark by Bertini. Long rebound, Lehman. Ball thrown to a driver through the paint area, deflected away by the Jets. 2:35 to go here in the third quarter. Scrappy play by Lehman Catholic. Bertini, what a steal. He takes it 40 feet but blows it. Boy, shots can't go down right now.
Yeah, that was a heck of a steal.
Yeah, sure was. Fine overplay by Bertini. 2:17 to go here in the third quarter. Outside the arc on the right, it is Ambus for Fairlawn. Clock nearing the two-minute mark late in the third. 31-14 Jets. On the arc, open three-point shooter Gruey for Fairlawn. Doesn't let it fly. Instead, hands off to Skyler Piper. Posting up down inside is Ashton. Good double team by Lehman, which knocks it free. Lehman's got the loose ball. Little give and go. Kennedy in the lane. Weaves between two white shirts. Missed it short. Got it back. He's fouled in the act of shooting with a minute 44 to go in the third. Lehman trailing by 17. As I mentioned, Fairlawn had gone up 12 early in the second. Lehman's played Fairlawn pretty evenly since. Neither team can generate much offense. Kennedy's foul shot is short. Thank you here on scoresbroadcast.com to Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Custom foam products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. the in-between, just south of Botkins, where the food is not in-between. It's out of this world. Fresh is in Troy, Sydney, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing? Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Call Chris North, 937-498-7282. Kennedy made a free throw, missed a free throw for Lehman. 31-15, Fairlawn in the lead. A minute 24 to go in the third quarter. And as the Jets run their offense, a foul away from the action down low on the left against Lehman, I guess. Head coach Pat Carlisle right in front of us for Lehman Catholic barking out signals. We'll run down final scores for you in a minute from the girls Division IV sectional at Sydney today. Thanks to a message sent to us from Jeff Bray, who's down in South Carolina. How he's got a pipeline to the Sydney High School gym, I don't know. Of course, social media can enable you to get high school basketball scores, I guess, from Spain and France, if you want to go. Late in the third, 31-15, 16-point lead at Fairlawn. Timeout called on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every single dish is delish, meal after meal after meal, at Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Loramie.
Maury seems to excel at that. Consistent food, good meals, good prices.
How many years now have you been going to Maury's?
Basically since they opened the door, about 5 years.
Wow. Breakfast time, what do you like best?
Oh, it's got to be the Paradise Omelet.
And the fish at night?
I like the salmon. It's tough to beat.
Everything on Maury's menu is a winner, and families like Maury's too.
We had a tenderloin sandwich, a margarita barbecue sandwich, a chicken cordon bleu sandwich, and my son had a cheeseburger, french fries, and applesauce.
How much did it cost? What'd you pay for a family four here at Maury's?
We spend about $35.
A good deal.
And we come here about 6 or 7 times a month.
You just get more at Maury's Landing, Route 362 Minster.
New underwriting sponsors on scoresbroadcast.com include Maury's, across from Lake Loramie, State Route 362 in Minster. You'll love that baked haddock at night. Open at 6 a.m. in the morning. Great reputation for breakfast. And a wide variety of burgers and wraps at noon. That's Maury's Landing. Another new underwriting sponsor, Regal Trophy and Awards. Online at regaltrophyawards.com on Walpock Avenue across from Clancy's in Sydney. That's Regal for the crowning touch. Well known for plaques, trophies, awards of all kinds. And outstanding the reliability and quality at Regal. And thanks as well to Dan Eilerman Construction, new underwriting sponsor from Fort Loramie. As Lehman Catholic gets a good drive to the cup by Bartini. Bartini sprinted in from the left corner. I should say Bertini, R.J. Bertini. Splendid drive from the left corner of the court. The good football wide receiver snaked his way along the end line and found the rim. And Lehman's within 14 now. Here's a fine drive to the hoop by the Fairlawn Jets. It's missed on the play by Ashton Piper as he wedged between a couple Lehman defenders. Also missed the follow. Rebound down to Lehman. Foul Fairlawn. And we go the other way. Five team fouls now on the Jets. Lehman's within 14. 31-17, 11 seconds left here in the third quarter. Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie. Thanks to the team of Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick at Eilerman Construction. They'll work with you step by step by step as you build your new home. Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie. Over 40 years of pride and craftsmanship, which are custom built into every home improvement project. Call 1-419-582-3824, 419-582-3824, Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie, a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated to residential construction. 6 seconds left in the third quarter. Kennedy open for Lehman, top of the circle, lets it go, bingo, at the end of the third quarter. What a shot by Kennedy of Lehman, enabling the Cavaliers to narrow the Fairlawn lead from 14 to 11, 31-20, as we enter the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you too will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. And by virtue of getting the ball out to start the fourth quarter, thanks to the arrow, Lehman a chance to make 5 or 6 points in succession here after getting the three-pointer by Kennedy to finish the third and make it an 11-point game, 31-20. Fairlawn in the lead. The layman is trying to make it interesting. Here's Gilardi on the arc, 25 feet away, sprints into the corner. A little too much dribbling. He's sandwiched, tries to feed a teammate, and Fairlawn, with outstanding defense from Ambus, knocks it off the leg of Barhorst out of bounds.
Yeah, that was actually a good set, and he just didn't catch the ball cleanly.
30 seconds gone here in the fourth quarter. Up the floor, Fairlawn straight away, high right now as Ambus gives it up baseline right to Ashton Piper. Fall away, short corner jumper, yes. Boy, he's money in the bank from there.
Yeah, he's a good basketball player.
He's built kind of like Aiden Riker to Jackson Center. Two outstanding sophomores, Reichert and Ashton Piper, who just reaches up high over the rim to grab a rebound on a missed shot by Fairlawn. The lead for the Jets is 13, opening minute 15 of the fourth. Deep in the right corner, Davis for Fairlawn has the ball kicked on the play by a Lehman Catholic player.
Step through.
Ball being thrown in now by the Jets, out high to Dominic Davis. Bounce pass to Skylar Piper, elbow on the left. He weaves it to Ambus. Now here's Davis. Two team fouls on Lehman, which can afford to be very aggressive defensively right now. Here's Lane Drewy, 25 feet away on the right. Davis comes out to catch. Jets content to use time off the clock right here. 6:24 to go in the fourth quarter. 33-20 in favor of Fairlawn. Ball rotated right corner, Davis. They try to get Ambus in position to catch in the post as the ball is revolved from one side of the floor to the other, and then Lehman over guards out high, common foul. Fairlawn to throw in. 6:18 to go here in the fourth quarter of this game. Ball lobbed to Ashton Piper at midcourt. Ashton on the dribble between the legs. Got a Gruy on the arc. Coming out to catch is Skylar Piper. And he hoists up a long three. No good. Strong rebound by the guard, Dominic Davis, who crashed the board for the Jets and laid it in. Nice play, Davis of Fairlawn.
Big, strong rebound by not a real big kid.
35-20 as the Jets have answered. Lehman, which chopped it to 11. It's back now to 15. Lehman with the ball, right corner of the floor. And reaching in foul called against the Jets. Team foul 6. Five minutes, 39 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. Fairlawn won the regular season game between the two at the end of the schedule a week ago by 9. Here's Gilardi at midcourt now for Lehman. Tries to get a screen. Now goes to Kennedy. Boy, he's got a high arching shot way up in the air, a skyscraper. It glanced off the rim, and Fairlawn poked it out of bounds. 5:29 to go here in the fourth. Well, Lehman needs two or three real good possessions, Chuck.
Well, they needed a good one to start the quarter.
Oh, there we go. Set play on the inbounds. Fed to Gilardi, who peeled off a screen and banked in a 12-footer. 35-22 in favor of Fairlawn. 5:14 to go, fourth quarter. Far left flank, it is Ashton Piper. And the ball is drilled out of bounds by Kennedy, who had a fist on it.
You better be strong with the basketball. With Lehman, they are all over that ball.
Very tenacious is Lehman on defense, trying to make up for its lack of offensive prowess. And Lehman has played Fairlawn pretty well defensively in this game tonight.
Yeah, 35 points. They've done a nice job.
It doesn't look like Fairlawn's going to get to the 52 mark that they hung on Lehman at the end of the regular season. Ball knocked out of bounds by Lehman again. Fairlawn inbounds. Left corner, Ambus to Davis to Gruy. He rifles a pass down inside, low on the right. And with position as Ashton Piper, Lehman has to come out of nowhere to chop him up from behind to prevent the two-pointer. But Lehman does send Ashton Piper to the stripe for two. 5:05 to go here in the fourth. Foul shot by Ashton. Swish. 36-22 in favor of Fairlawn. How about 37? Ashton's on target twice.
15-20 now.
Good game for him. Wow. Rock solid player. Who knows, Chuck, in the lower bracket might have a rematch between Fairlawn and Jackson Center, although Rushi's got other ideas about that. Potentially a real good second-round match next Thursday between Rushi and Fairlawn. Should Rushi beat Mechanicsburg?
Well, yeah, they got to win that one, too.
Right. Ball knocked out of bounds by the Jets. Lehman re-enters, down to 15, 4:38 to go in the fourth quarter. Here's Frantz, wheeling his way along the left side of the floor to the basket. Missed it, no good. A runner, rebound deflected away. Motoring down the floor, Ashton Piper, look at him go. Pull up in the lane, got it. Ashton Piper running away from everybody. Got below the foul stripe and netted a short shot. He dribbled it 50, 60 feet. He was a young man on a mission right there. Long triple by Kennedy, right corner, short, no good. He follows, gets it back. He's whacked on the arm, and he'll get two, stopping the clock. 4:13 to go, fourth quarter. 39-22 in favor of Fairlawn.
I've been impressed with Kennedy. I mean, the kid just plays hard both ends of the floor.
He is active. Free throw short, no good. Lead for Fairlawn back to 17. And Lehman now is in a deep hole.
They can't score enough to come back, I don't think. That's the problem.
Exactly. Only 22 points in 3.5 quarters. Just not enough offensive firepower left for Lehman to make this interesting down the stretch. Second free throw also no good by Kennedy. Rebound down to Fairlawn. Here's Gruy up the floor in the left corner. Gruy hits a cutter down the lane. It's Ambus. Another assist to Isaac Ambus. He sprinted to the rim and laid it up and in. Ambus, the recipient of good passes throughout this game. And it's 41-22. The lead is swollen to 19. The biggest differential of the evening. Timeout Lehman. Cavaliers in deep trouble on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market. And for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sidney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sidney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sidney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
This is Jack with Chuck. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee back at Pickwish Garbery Gym. Lehman inbounds the ball, and right away Franz is available, and he hurls in a three-pointer, high right, 23-foot shot, 41-25. Lehman down 16 now to Fairlawn with 3.5 to go here in the fourth. Ambus has got the ball in the arc, right corner to Dominic Davis. Davis throws it to the head of the key. Fine overplay by Bertini of Lehman, who makes the pilfer. Up to Franz. Franz angles in from the left corner, short on the shot. Stick back, Kennedy, no good. Franz has got the board. He fumbled it out of bounds. Well, Lehman had to convert on that play right there. I'll tell you one thing, Chuck. These Lehman Catholic Cavaliers, as you noted a while ago, play hard.
They do play hard. I mean, that's all you can ask as a coach.
Extremely tenacious. And Lehman has limited Fairlawn's offensive output to 41. 3 minutes to go in the game. Pretty good job by the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers. Fairlawn over the last half of the season averaged near 60. And Lehman's held them in check here throughout the night. The Lehman just cannot produce enough points at the offensive end. Here's a good drive down the right side of the lane as Gruey weaved a bounce pass on the play to teammate Ashton Piper, who went to the basket, couldn't get the shot to fall, but he was jarred on the right shoulder. He's awarded two. The first one is short. 41-25 Fairlawn, 2:52 to go here in the fourth quarter. Second shot in the air, yes. 42-25. Jets up 17. A week ago, Fairlawn won the regular season game over Lehman by 9, and it looks like the differential here today is going to be larger. Outside the arc on the left, it's front for Lehman, well guarded. Shot the three-pointer, short, no good. A bevy of shirts below the basket. Ambus comes away limping a little bit for the Fairlawn Jets. Rebounding foul on him. He may have stoved his left foot a little bit. Hopefully that's all. He's an important cog for this Fairlawn club. Kennedy at the stripe for Lehman. He earns two free throws. 2:37 remaining, fourth quarter. Foul shot missed. That Lehman would be within maybe 10 if they shot free throws better in this game.
Right.
Outside the arc on the left, and Skylar Piper, deep left corner, Gruey. And Gruey flips up a line drive, three, short, off the underneath side of the rim and out of bounds to Lehman. Our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass, in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sidney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sidney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sidney, and the Sidney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. And thanks as well to these Rushi sponsors, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. Tell Jolene Renderly that you heard about the gem of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn, right here on scoresbroadcast.com. In gratitude to Wells Brothers, Inc. and Anna on Shuey Drive, Wells Brothers has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. Elliot Gilardi for Lehman fouled in the act of shooting. He nets the first free throw, 42-26, Fairlawn by 16. Second shot by Gilardi in the air, off the front of the rim, and the rebound is corralled on the play by Ashton Piper. Back court to Davis. Here comes Fairlawn, forecourt to her right. I'd like to remind you, we will go offline for about 10 or 12 minutes after a wrap-up following this game, then return live for game two. You'll hear our pregame open and then play-by-play in color of Rushi Mechanicsburg, the second tilt of the evening. Nice goal by the Jets seconds ago while I was jabbering away. Who made that, Chuck?
Well, they dumped it down to Skyler Piper. He got his third basket of the game.
And a timeout is called. 94 seconds to go in the fourth. Fairlawn in command by 18 over Lehman on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
Final 1 minute 34 of this one. Fairlawn by 18 over Lehman. Lehman inbounds far side of the floor. And right away, the Jets foul. And it goes against Matty of Fairlawn, the point guard. Free throws coming here for the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers. O'Leary toes the stripe. He fires it up and in. 44-27. Lehman Catholic Cavaliers with 1, 2, 3, 4 seniors on the roster. Denning, Kennedy, Gilardi, and Cianciolo. Number of young players who perform quite a few minutes. France, Bertini, O'Leary, just to name a few, along with Drew Barhorst. Both free throws by Lehman good to make it 44-28. Jets taking time off the clock. Then here's a wild baseline drive. It's missed. Wise play by Davis, who got the offensive rebound. And then he simply took the ball right back out near center circle. A Lehman player flopped to the floor, shaken up. With 70 seconds to go in the fourth quarter, Fairlawn up 44-28. We'll take a commercial break here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972, Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years now, Barker has been the number one most valued agency in the whole area. Barker Insurance will customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program for you. Representing firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others, you're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance, and that is for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance, 937-492-1857. Well, as we return to action, a long three-pointer from the Jets, Chuck, has sparked a timeout and wholesale changes.
Garrett Kramer.
Garrett Kramer, spelled just like mine.
There you go. I thought he was probably a grandson.
K-R-A-M-E-R. Nice long three-pointer. He rolled it right down through the ropes. And that stretches Fairlawn's lead to 47-28 with 38 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. And at the elbow on the right, Elliot Gilardi is available for Lehman. He jumps, shoots, and scores. Good-looking shot by Gilardi to make it 47-30. And Fairlawn's head coach, Justin Tidwell, gets a quick timeout to make four changes. Yep. Yeah, Elliot Gilardi, the senior at Lehman, has played his final basketball game for the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers. Outstanding multiple sport athlete is Elliot. Again, this basketball roster dotted with several superb football players, and some of them do return next year for Lehman. Here the Fairlawn Jets shooting a deep three from the right corner off the back rim, no good. The rebound is fumbled, gotten back by Fairlawn, and the three-point shooter makes it. How about that?
That was Caleb Bucket.
Caleb Bucket found the bucket. He missed one. The rebound was thrown right back to him. And like he was shooting shots in a game of horse, he let the second one go from the same spot and made it. And that concludes our scoring. And Fairlawn turns back Lehman Catholic by a final tally of 50-30. The Jets went up to 20 after beating Lehman by 9 to end the regular season a week ago. Well, that means Fairlawn advances on to a Thursday night second round sectional semifinal game against the winner of Game 2 coming up shortly. Rushi Mechanicsburg are next. Keep in mind, in a moment, we will go offline, then return online in about 10 minutes for Rushi Mechanicsburg. Again, thanks so much to Rushi sponsors, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, and the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Call Chris North for more information. Chuck, are Clancy's award winners?
Well, on the Lehman side, I'm going to go with Bryce Kennedy. Nobody had double figures. He had 6. I thought he had a terrific game. And on the other side for Fairlawn, Ashton Piper had 23, and Isaac Ambus had 12. Those are the two Clancy's players of the game for Fairlawn.
I think the Fairlawn Jets stand to give the second-round opponent a good test, although Lehman made Fairlawn play poorly, Chuck. I thought the middle, half of the game anyway.
Yeah. Lehman's defense was outstanding. I mean, yep. They got quick hands, and they did a good job of disrupting what Fairlawn wanted to do. They were just so inhibited on the offensive end, they couldn't get anything going.
You're so right about that. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Fairlawn Jets beat Lehman Catholic 50-30 in Game 1 tonight. We'll go offline for about 10 minutes or so, then return online with our second game between Rushi and Mechanicsburg. For Chuck McBee, I'm Jack Kramer on Scores Broadcast.com.